Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The SGPN Fantasy Football Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Edge Boost. Edge Boost enables you to double your bet with no interest. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to get started today. Degens assemble. Welcome to Fantasy Football Heroes and Villains. I am your host, Justin Bruni. Joining me, as always, is Mr. Andrew, the TD King, Rob. And joining us tonight is Mr. John Ginder for our, was it, fourth installment of the Cardio Club Drafts?
I believe so.
Been a lot of fun so far. How are you gentlemen doing?
Guess first.
Oh, I already got sweat in my eyes, so I'm already struggling to start this off, but I'm ready to draft, so.
All right. My wheels are not moving yet, but if you guys need a head start, that's fine. You know, I'm going to be drinking another cold one in this draft, but you go ahead. I'll catch up, don't worry. I'm going to take off the wheel tightener, the fastener, whatever you call it now. And there we go. The wheels are going to get moving here. How are you gentlemen doing? How have the underdog drafts been treating you?
Good overall, man, and I'm ready to get sweaty, man. As they say, rent's due. It is time for us to get it going. Get the hearts pumping. Draft some teams, but overall, man, the drafts I've been doing recently actually have been going very well. I have been trying out some different strategies, some elite tight end, some one QB builds as well. Interesting time right now in the best ball streets.
How about you, Ginder? Anything exciting in your recent drafts?
Yeah, I was playing around last night doing a little puppy action too. Just trying some strategies at a cheaper price point to get ready to finish 10 teams, 1 through 10, into BBM. I'm just going to sweep the whole contest, I've decided. So.
Oh, sorry, is that guys. So?
Yeah.
With how many entries, you said?
Well, I'm just going to sweep the first 10. I've already done more than 10, but I'm going 1 through 10, all me.
All right. Right on. I'm going to peek my head in the draft room here, see how we're looking.
Didn't even give us a heads up.
You want five more to start? I think that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Yep.
Four. Three.
Three more to start. I'm good.
Okay. There we go.
Three. Yeah, we're sitting on three, so we should be fine now.
Two more to start. Hop on in.
I do know that DKM Dilly Dilly will not be joining us because he's already sleeping.
Damn.
Spoiler alert.
Bonus points if anyone's in the chat and also getting sweaty with us.
You don't get bonus points, but we respect you. There's no points.
This is like whose line is it anyway, man? Rules points don't matter.
Rules are made up and the points don't matter. No.
That's right.
Something like that.
Right. I'm adjusting my equipment over here. I thought it was all copacetic to start. It wasn't. So I think we're a little bit more lined up now.
Andrew knows the key to my heart, a good Drew Carey reference. God.
Drew Carey, the Drew Carey Show, guy. Cleveland Rocks.
Oh, yeah,
Drew Carey.
Love that guy. Well, I mean,
one of the best shows. Before we get
one
started,
one of the best pop shows.
Pop culture. Wow. That yeah.
Didn't see that coming for tonight. I remember watching the Drew Carey Show, but you know, it kind of has passed like no different than like Everybody Loves Raymond. Everybody Loves Raymond was funny, but I'm not going back to watch either of those.
You're crazy. Little pop culture nugget for everybody. The guy that played Napoleon Dynamite, that played Rex, that's in Rex Kwando, was the same guy that's in the Drew Carey Show. That's one of Drew Carey's best friends on the show. I don't think a lot of people know that. So
I don't.
Forget what it is. Dietrich
UCC draft. Now I'm going to do another. Let's ride. Let's ride, Vaporware. Let's get it. One more to start. Maybe that could be you. I'm getting thirsty already.
Vaporware.
Cheers. As some would say, dilly dilly.
Oh boy.
There we go. Vaporware. I'm going to be so fit.
I'm already at 4 miles. You guys catch up.
I'm hoping to be fat, as in my wallet, baby.
Just kidding. I haven't fit even, I just hit fat. Over half a mile.
Ugh. I know we're gonna dive into football, so I gotta get all the pop culture nuggets out here. If anybody needs a good TV to show to watch, just start watching FUBAR on Netflix, and I don't think I've laughed at it.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, Arnold. Okay. It's the best thing Arnold's ever done.
It looks kind of cringy from the trailer.
Dude, it's hilarious. And he makes like stupid references to his movies and kind of makes fun of them. So it's a good time.
101, 101, 101. I am the 101 again.
The rich get richer.
It never ends, baby. It never ends.
So let's see. Obviously, Bruni here in the one. Ginder, you are smack dab in the middle. 1-6. Vaporware in the 1-8. I'm in the 1-9. Anybody else? Anybody recognize in here?
I haven't taken a look yet.
Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Yeah, man. They're going to be cooking up some hot teams here.
This is the food draft. We got guacamole.
Stevie Ball Game.
Wonder. He can't see this.
Stop it.
Vaporware with the badge throw. So, love it.
So Justin, tell the good people here, since you've had a plethora of 1-1s, what's your favorite team look like structure wise from the 1-1?
I mean, I've done a lot of different ones. I mean, I've gotten so many. I've gotten like 10 plus now.
Well, that's why I've asked for your favorite. I didn't ask you to list all of them.
I mean, I suppose I still like going 2-5-7-2. Is that right? 2-5-7-2? 3-5-7-2?
2-5-7-2. Are y'all doing cardio? Davis in the chat. Of course,
we're
Davis.
On bikes, baby. Here. No
getting
hands.
Sweaty. Yeah, let's go.
Davis is the man. Davis has the best like Lego collection in the background of his stream. I absolutely love that.
Ginder and I were both on hoping Davis' stream last night, drafting with him. Nice. Tough room. Afterwards,
oh my God.
I talked about it, and we were like, man, like, it was a very tough room.
Yeah. I honestly think 10 out of 12 of those people were from that room.
Yeah, you got to be careful with those. But that's always fun. Always, always fun to jump on the community draft.
My Top Gun friend was in there.
I was Paul? Averted, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, I was Paul. Averted.
Yeah, he's good. Paul Sharp. Paul knows his shit.
I was cursing him last night. He sniped me on a couple.
Well, hey, you know what? It's more fun to be in those drafts than to be in the ones where you have like the chat picking, you know, Tyler Higbee for you in the fourth round. You know, like
that, I was telling Andrew, somebody took Mahomes ninth, and then followed it up with Bryce Young 49th, and I was dead. So
yeah, see, like that's not always that fun. Because then, you can get rich in those scenarios, but more than likely, someone else is also going to benefit extremely from that type of negative or whatever poor approach or lack of skill. I don't even know. You're just like that's your one.
Some
entry,
would call
I guess.
That galaxy braining.
That's not galaxy braining. No, that is not.
Yeah, let's not
just doing random crazy shit and calling it galaxy braining.
All these everybody's tweeting about galaxy braining, and I'm just.
Those people can try to run for president at any time with that type of logic. Like, oh yeah,
you know, Bruni,
it's gonna be great.
You nailed me for a draft the other day when I took Lamar and Fields back to back. I was just I was doing something different, you know, galaxy braining.
Oh, that was different, all right, brother. So. Galaxy braining would be explaining that, like, why you benefit from that.
I don't know. They both like to run a lot. I was just trying to get banger scores out of quarterbacks every week.
Yeah, you led with I don't know. So it's
that is a decent point.
So from the nine spot, I went Diggs. Oh, man, it kind of sucks with taking Diggs now, because if you really want to stack it up with Allen, Allen has fallen a little bit. So it's, you know, do you reach for Allen or do you just let it go? And honestly, I think I'm in the camp of just letting it go. I'm not sure I want to reach for Allen.
I have been recently, because we've been doing that all summer. Mm-hmm. All summer, we've been stacking Hurts and Brown and Allen and Diggs, you know, Mahomes and Kelsey. Like, we have that exposure. We don't have to do that, you know, again and again, time after time. We have to differentiate. We can't just have, you know, 60% of the same lineups.
Right. Ooh, you know what? I think I'm going to take Adams, only due to the fact of he dropped here a little bit. And I know that the whole Jimmy G news kind of scares people, but
nah,
I don't know. I mean, he's going to be the target haul there. Why not?
It's the beginning of June.
Justin said time after time, and I'm just over here.
I know. I heard
I'm singing Cyndi Lauper in my head. Just don't mind me if I'm zoning out.
What song are you singing in
time
your
after
head?
Time after time.
Cyndi Lauper.
Time after time.
That's yep. it.
Stranger Things season one.
Oh, good stuff. My wife just texted me and said we're idiots for not putting up the board.
Man, tell her she is on it. Justin, you would be lost without her. I'm just gonna say it right now.
I think you're right. I don't think you're wrong there.
How funny would that be? We're just sitting here doing cardio, not actually drafting. We're just cardioing. People just watching us.
Well, you have to have the proof, right?
That is true.
Underdog's gonna want to see it.
I'm hey, y'all are picks, y'all but... are experts. Who came up with Galaxy Braining? Is that like an Underdog trademark?
I don't think so.
No.
Someone famous probably said it.
Yeah.
I know. What's his name? I know Denny Carter and his co-host. That's the name of like their fantasy show on NBC.
Oh, look at you, fancy.
Well, all you got to do is go to their news thing, and their show pops up.
Y'all notice like there's been a lot of people that have been like really sliding. Like, I'm not saying anybody in particular, but like I've noticed people dropping 20 picks past ADP. Like,
sure.
It's crazy.
Well, again, you know, we kind of talked about this, I think, on the last show or maybe two shows previous, is that, you know, when people are doing these correlations for week 17, they're reaching for people. So naturally, other players are falling. I mean, that's just mm-hmm. it's happening in a lot of the rooms. So, yeah, I agree with you. But it's I don't know. I mean, I get the whole week 17 correlation, and I think it is important. But not when you're reaching a round or two for a player. It just doesn't make sense to me to do that. I mean, why would you?
Yeah. I wish I could remember there was a running back and he went, I want to say it was Kamara or someone around there. They were 50 picks after ADP. I think it was the furthest I've ever saw in my life.
That's insane. 50 yeah. is a bit much. So I started off with Justin Jefferson, Josh Allen, and DK Metcalf. I took Allen at ADP, right at ADP. I don't hate mm-hmm. it.
I have Kupp. And probably what is my first share of Chris Olave all year, because as Andrew knows, just for some reason, I can never get that guy.
So that's probably because I've gotten him a lot, and including in Dynasty today in a Dynasty trade.
Oh. Is it that one for Steph Diggs?
No, I got Olave, the 111 this year and next year's first round pick from this gentleman, for Travis Etienne, the 104 and a second round next year.
Don't hate it.
I don't either. Oh, let's see. So, man, it is crazy. Oh, Justin, you took the board off there.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
It's crazy though. Like,
screen.
A lot of these drafts I've been recently in, there's been a lot of wide receivers going like more than normal up top here. And as you can see on the board, we got a lot of orange sitting in there. It looks like a traffic cone. So. I don't know. It's just interesting. And also, all three of the quarterbacks went one after another after another. That is also interesting. I have not seen that in a little bit.
I have not either.
I agree with you, because my strategy going into this draft was to nail wide receivers right off the beginning, because I did one earlier and a couple yesterday, and it was just wide receiver. Crazy. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, a lot. Yeah. What's up, Fantasy Football Garage?
I like that guy, too.
I would say a friend of the – friend of half the show here, Justin. I'm not sure if you follow him, but I know Ginder and I both do. And puts out some good stuff. Saw him in the streets the other day posting some stuff on people's things. And I love just reading other people's comments when people are posting things and just kind of seeing if they are combative or in a line with what other people's thoughts are. And yeah, I actually enjoy Fantasy Football Garage's takes on certain things. Me too. So
you enjoy being in gentlemen. The streets. That's what you just described was the streets.
In the streets, yeah. Well, you know, he has the garage. So when you're driving in the streets, eventually you got to get to his garage. And
I like that. I like that.
Put the Mack truck, right? Isn't that Cardi B's song? Yeah, I got you.
You got it.
I'm all over the race with my pop culture tonight.
Yeah, park that big Mack truck. Yeah.
That guy followed me yesterday. Made me feel really good.
Fantasy Cardi Football B? Garage?
Yep. He followed me. I wish Cardi B followed me. I'd settle for Nicki Minaj.
Justin, I think the people want to know, since everyone, you know, understands that you're like a freak of nature, you sweating it?
I'm wearing the hoodie. I'm a little warm. It's also maybe a couple of degrees warmer in here. It's probably like 70, 71 right now rather than 68.
Okay. So. I told him the other day, Andrew, I don't sweat that much either. So
sure. Right.
So
you probably
again, endurance athlete. I'm over here drinking a beer. I'm drafting. I'm running a podcast. No big deal, man.
No big deal.
I'm more worried the love. About
appreciate
it.
You, Garage. Appreciate you, man. Sir.
Of course.
I'm more worried about always not puking than I am sweating tonight.
So it's important in the community, you know, getting along with one another. Exactly. Some people don't understand that.
No, they don't. I keep trying to think though of that Cardi B lyric, and now it's stuck in my head.
I'm gonna park
stuck
that
in my head.
That yeah, little, so I'm gonna park that Big Mac truck right in your little garage. Yeah,
that's it. That Big Mac truck in your little garage.
One of the guys I used to podcast with did like a remix of it for Nick Foles. I can't remember the lyrics that he did though. It was really funny. It was like right when the song came out. It was really funny.
My all-time favorite, what's his name on the Pat McAfee show? Boston Connor did a remix to Season to Love by Rhett. It was just 100 Day Football or 100 Day Countdown to Football. Love and I probably watch it once a week. It's phenomenal.
Oh.
Yeah. Love that song.
Once a week.
Rhett, great.
Let's see. So again, out of the 9 spot, I went Diggs, Adams, Ridley, and took my first running back of Najee Harris. Gentlemen, let me get your takes here. Najee Harris, top 12 running back this year, or kind of like last year where he's going to falter and then come on hot at the end?
No, give me a full season of Najee. I think the offense is better. They're going to know how to use him more efficiently, like the end of last year. What were you going to say, Ginder?
I think the worry is if you're going to get a full season out of him or not, though.
Health-wise?
He's
production.
Health-wise. It's always scary for me to take him just because he's one of those guys I put at the top is injury prone.
It just takes a lot of work, I guess. I mean, that's what I would be worried about if you're not worried or if you're concerned he's not going to play all the games. But I don't think Jalen Warren's expensive, you know, if that's a concern of yours. The very last draft I did just before this one, draft number 69, giggity.
Hey,
I took Najee, and then my fifth running back was Jalen Warren.
Yeah. No, I think there's a lot of value I think you can still get late in these drafts. Underdog put their little newsletter out talking about Thornton the other day, though, and I notice that you can't steal him anymore at the end of drafts. So,
Tyquan? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that used to be an easy stack with Mac Jones and him at the like your last two picks, no problem.
Andrew and I did a puppy. It was a puppy yesterday, and I was telling him, I was like, dude, like watch this. And Thornton went like 50 picks ahead of time or 30 or something. I was like, this is insane.
Boo. I think he went 3 rounds ahead of ADP.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Season. That's the season, right? It's OTAs right now. People were getting excited when I just saw another just a little quick video of Bijan catching a pass, and I'm like, oh god, here we go.
Kramer's my favorite because he just posts every single video that's like a 2-yard out route, and he puts the little stock sign going up. Like it kills me every time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he goes and drafts a best ball team with Dan Jones at the helm every single one.
Oh, and Baker. He had Baker this last
time. Hey now. I like Baker.
Have you seen the videos of Baker trying to hit people wide open?
I don't care. He quotes The Office and DMX. That's all I need. I don't actually care what he does on the field.
I just
don't care what he does. He quotes DMX.
Quotes DMX in his press conferences. Yeah.
Ginder's ride or die over here.
Yeah. I have a Baker Mayfield helmet in the house.
I'm gonna get another share of Chris Godwin for you. Maybe I'll take Baker in this one.
Oh, yikes.
Dude, that's the thing.
If Davis is still in here, man, that's your new best friend.
me and him have I don't think we went back and forth on it, but you know, we were talking about like who you take at that ADP. Michael Pittman or Godwin. And I'm actually more on the side of Michael Pittman there. I've taken plenty more shares of him, but he's my highest exposed receiver, Michael Pittman. So I, you know, you got to divert a little bit. So I like both of those guys at that ADP. Really?
I think so, man. I mean, I get it. Like, I understand.
On Pittman or Godwin?
But on Pittman.
Oh, well.
For him being your highest exposed wide receiver on a team that may throw the ball a lot less than they did.
Justin Andrews is a certified.
They may also score a lot more points and be in the scoring zone way more often than they have been.
That's true.
I trust that Minshew or Richardson are going to be an upgrade from what they've had the past two seasons. And in those two seasons, Pittman's still been very reliable. So with a quarterback or at least perceived quarterback upgrade, I still see him live to finish, you know, hopefully around wide receiver one territory. But I don't think that going into top eight or top 10 is as likely. I think his probably high range of outcomes is probably somewhere between wide receiver 10 and 16. I don't think that's going out on like a huge limb.
Okay. Understandable. I don't know if they're getting into the red zone more, I think that's going to favor Jonathan Taylor because Taylor didn't have a very good season last year, and we know that he is a good running back. So
I thought you were going to say Jelani Woods.
No. I mean, I do like taking Jelani Woods in best ball here. I think that's a good stack. You know, if you have Richardson,
I think it's a big yes in the red zone. I'm just like, I would think that those would be more of an issue.
I mean, we thought so too with Mo Alie-Cox, and that just didn't really transpire either.
Yeah, but Mo Alie-Cox has had some multi-touchdown games.
That is true. Yes, that
at his, 80, at his 80, ADP, just one of those is worth it, to be honest.
Yeah, no, I feel
I like your I agree with you on Pittman, but at the same time, I also think Godwin or Evans, one of them is going to get traded to a contender team, and I think they're if you can guess which one is right, or you happen to draft which one is doing right.
Even with a poor quarterback, though, if one of those guys were to leave town, I would expect a higher expected value for both of them because Godwin or Evans would still be on the Bucs with no, you know, or less competition for targets, we should say. And then you would assume that, you know, wherever the next guy would go, get shipped off to, he would be in a better situation, at least, you know, you would hope. Mm-hmm. So and I would just assume they both still be discounts at their ADP currently.
And when Baker reminds everybody why he wakes up, pisses excellence.
Oh, please.
We'll clip this part when I said Baker's has a resurgence.
Baker is not happy Gilmore.
I'll take your money any day of the weekender.
Hey, you already lost some feel in how many years in a row.
Wow, yeah. So, okay. That was we split that, all right?
Still was right.
And wrong. All at the same time.
Selective memory.
I bet.
And for clarity, I drafted Godwin, so I have a fair amount of Pittman shares. I don't think I really need to get many more, but he is someone that I do like.
One thing that scares me, he's not signing an extension, so I don't think he would hold out or anything like that or decide to not play. But I did see that they're talking that he doesn't even want to talk about an extension. So
who, Pittman?
Yeah.
Oh.
So. I don't know.
I think he should probably wait and see how this season goes. I mean, they have a huge wild card at quarterback. You know, if Richardson plays up to QB10 levels, I mean, I think Pittman's definitely in that conversation for sure. I mean, the public could be absolutely wrong on him, but that's where they're evaluating Richardson.
If I'm the Colts, I am trying to nail him down, do a long-term deal.
Coming back around here. How are your teams looking, boys?
So I currently have Trevor Lawrence at the helm with Najee Harris, Damian Pierce, Steph Diggs, Devontae Adams, and Calvin Ridley. So I did stack up the Lawrence and Ridley. Kinder?
I have, Cooper Kupp, Chris Olave, DeAndre Hopkins, and then I went two running backs in ETN and Aaron Jones.
I have Josh Allen, Justin Jefferson, DK Metcalf, Christian Kirk, and Chris Godwin. No running backs as of yet, and I'm up in six picks. Andrew, where are you at on the board right now? Did you make a pick?
Yep, I'm good. I got 15 more to go. You want me to?
Can you pay that bill for us? Let the folks know about the good people at Edge Boost and how,
of course,
they can help them double their profits.
Yes, Edge Boost. This episode is supported by Edge Boost. Edge Boost is the world's first bet now, pay later Visa card. Edge currently offers up to $2,500 in betting advances. Which can be extremely valuable tool. Imagine that you can do, what you can do with that increased bankroll. Get down on some of your favorite futures without tying up your bankroll for months. Double down on your favorite bet you like or even use to create an awesome middle or even hedge. Gross. Edge Boost isn't some sleazy loan shark as they charge zero interest. Do you know of a way you can access more money to place on your favorite bets without paying any interest? Support SGPN and grow your bankroll by going to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to sign up. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge. Must be 21 years or older. Problem gambling? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Dun dun.
Yeah, hedging, middling, gross. Come on, man. We got to let it ride.
I'm so glad I get confused sometimes when I'm trying to figure out how to hedge, so I just don't do it.
What do you mean?
Like, sometimes I'll have a against the spread or so. I have to call Andrew, and I'm like, hey, like, I'm not setting myself up for there to be a two-point window that I'm, like, not covered at all. And half the time, he doesn't answer, so I just don't hedge. So.
Okay. Well, something, like, good to hedge would be, like a first basket prop, right?
Yeah.
You target, you know, 3 to 4 players with, like, odds of, you know, plus, I don't know, 800, 8,000, whatever, you know, whatever the odds are. You stay away from the top 4 or 5 guys. You throw 4 or 5 bucks or whatever, 5, 10 bucks on each one, and that's hedging. Oh, man, I don't want to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. Let it ride. Oh, no running backs. Let's keep going.
Oof.
Mm.
Ah. Getting at a point where the old seat's getting sore already.
No, that's your butt. Yeah. I just took Deontay Johnson and Treylon Burks back to back.
Yeah, talk to me about Burks here. I don't know if I can buy into it yet.
There's just no competition, I think, for receptions in that offense other than your boy Chig.
That's right.
Yeah, let me finish my thoughts. Damn it, Andrew. I said other than Chig, but Chig is still a tight end. Like, you know, it's not like he's going to be a higher A-dot type of player.
It's true.
I just don't love the guys that are around him. I don't think Kyle Phillips is going to make the push forward. They haven't really invested heavily in the offseason. I don't believe DeAndre Hopkins is going there. Like, I just don't see him having any competition. And even if Chig has a very good season, even if Chig is, you know, tight end 10 or higher, I think that's also going to be indicative of him having another receiver that's also playing well and they're able to play off each other's style. So Treylon Burks is just big fish in a, you know, small pond.
Yeah. No. Okay. I hear you.
Who do you think is going to be throwing the ball to him? That's
don't
fine.
Care. Don't care. Because again, he's athletic. Like, they'll give him carries. They'll give him rushing attempts. Like, they will get him the ball and they'll get him, I'm hoping somewhere. I mean, I can easily see him getting 6 to 7 targets a game. I think that's his floor.
I started to think about it yesterday. I'm like, I honestly might start taking Levis at the end and just playing around with it to see.
I just don't think that you need to, because even when let's say you get a clear indication that he's going to be the starter, how much more expensive could he really be? Like, how high could you see him being drafted, even if they said next week, oh, yeah, we're trading Ryan Tannehill, we're riding with Will Levis, which they won't do. But
no,
you know what
I
mean? Like,
you.
he's not gonna cost anything.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I just haven't been taking him at all. I'm saying, like, I'm at least thinking about maybe I should put a team or two with Mr. Mayo, man. So,
all right, no one's taking my boy Isaiah McKenzie anymore. I think he'll get drafted more when we get closer to week one. Players like that where, you know, like, where everyone is overly confident that Josh Downs is going to be a week one starter. We just don't know. Same thing goes for players like MVS. I'm sure he'll climb in ADP the closer we get to week one. Once it's, oh, well, you know, the rookie isn't ready. You know, we're not really sure about Sky Moore. So MVS, he's old and reliable. You know, he's going to start.
You're talking about, dude, Rice is going to knock it out of the park.
Exactly. Keep taking him at ADP, everybody.
Yeah. No, if he doesn't, I'm screwed. So. Please.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, we saw Justin Ross catch a ball and everyone lost their minds. Like it was like a Joker skit. Like, oh my God, Justin Ross catches a ball and everybody just
had that guy on a lot of teams.
Hey, that's a dynasty stash of mine, so I'm all right with that.
Yep, I have him too.
I just dropped him. I literally dropped him the day before that video came out.
I'm in a dynasty league right now. I'm eight players over the roster. So I have to start.
Yeah, I don't do that. I don't do that.
Well, when we have drafts and they don't add roster spots, you know, so.
True. Ooh, my butt hurts. All right, check in. Where are we at mileage-wise? I'm at 5.51. You both need to be ahead of me.
I'm at 4.86. So
what?
I'm leading the way. I'm at 4.72.
I'm sorry,
5.72. Sorry.
Look, I am.
Y'all need to turn your resistance
down. I'm not that far behind
you,
bud.
Oh, I bet you I've burned more calories and put total output.
How many calories you burn?
Let me see if it counts.
I'm 130K cows.
No, I said it. Regular. Oh, yeah. Okay. That is K-Cal. Never mind. All right.
How fast are you going?
I'll just shut up.
What's your speed?
Right now, 13.
Jeez. 15.3.
All right. Oh. I'm at 10, so I need to pick it up, apparently.
Calories, two. Does that say 208? It says 208.
For the record.
Is that good?
I did have a chicken cutlet sandwich and an oolah bowl and a thing of sushi right before I got on here. So.
I don't want to hear it. I'm drinking a beer, and my wife ordered hibachi delivered to the house. So I don't want to hear it.
But what's the fun of hibachi? Did they cook it in front of you? They come in and hit it up on the grill?
No, they just send it in a thing.
There you go. Hey, anybody listening? $1 million idea. Hibachi at somebody's house.
It's called DoorDash.
No,
it's already they've already handled it.
Actually, does the cooking, like this is me cooking right now.
No, oh, million okay, dollar gotcha. Idea is fast food that isn't crap for you. So like good fast food, just something that's quick and easy, like some sort of like, you know, bowl.
Like salad works.
Yeah, dude, if you want to go live in 2078, you know, you're gonna have to work on that. That's not happening tomorrow, bud.
Well, people need to get on that. I'd like to have some fast food that isn't gonna kill me right away.
Nope. 5.9. I'm gonna catch you, man. I it says I'm going faster, so I'm gonna catch you.
I've accepted. I'm finishing last. So, see what this is what I'm talking about. Cam Akers, 15 after.
Yeah, I almost actually took him with my last pick, and I was like, nah. But that's great value. I love that.
Full fade on Cam Akers for your boy here.
I mean, I don't really care for him.
You wouldn't
either,
take him 15 spots after ADP with how many drafts you're going to do?
Son, I was just up two spots ago, and I didn't take him.
Damn. Disrespect.
Or three spots. Yeah.
I got Cooper Kupp, so it was worth it. Maybe a little. There goes
the disrespect. I'm really glad that you just reminded me of that, because I was just thinking about taking another receiver.
Another one. Wore my DJ Khaled Jordans today. So get in the zone for this.
To get in the zone, you wore some Khaled Jordans?
Yep. Says we the best on the back of them.
Oh, okay. All right. But you're in last.
I know. Look, Andrew will attest to this. You're asking me to do. I'm riding a bike, looking at a draft, and trying to talk. Like, I can't do more than one thing. I miss so many picks on Underdog just because I scrolled to Twitter.
I'm holding in a poop right now and doing this. All right.
That's impressive, I guess.
Love it, Vapor. Love it. Let me see what Vapor's been up to.
Shout out if Davis is in here. Shout out for him taking Michael Thomas yesterday. Really made me and Andrew laugh because we were talking about you, Justin, when he took him. So
that's definitely someone that we will agree on. Vaporware's got AJ Brown, Nick Chubb, Breece Hall, Drake London, Ty Lockett, Mike Evans, Brandon Cooks, David Monty. Good bunch. Good group.
Yeah, I like that.
Like fading the QB.
Beside me, so, you know.
Don't hate it.
No, very good. Very good start. Good combo. Good combos. Oh, let's see. No, I am definitely pro Michael Thomas at his ADP. I think, you know, if we get closer to week one again, another example of just a rising cost. And when that happens, I won't have to buy. I'll have enough. Kind of similar to Michael Pittman. If they do start saying that Anthony Richardson is going to start, because again, Richardson, he's QB10 without us even knowing he's going to start. When they say he's going to be the starter, he's going to go up to like 7 or 8. It's going to be dumb.
Hey, he could do it.
It's true.
Just another example of a good pre-market buy, pre-market shift purchase.
In this economy?
Sorry. I know.
Hey,
I know. I know it.
Oh, politics.
You just, but hey, that's how you know, you're going to make your nut in this game. You got to be bullish. You know, you got to plant some flags. You got to die on some hills, or at least be willing to.
Yes.
I may be the dead body next to, you know, the Michael Thomas and Michael Pittman shares, but, you know.
Bruni's last stand.
Oh, yeah. I'll be there. I mean, Michael Thomas may not be there at week 17, but hopefully he gives me at least 6 or 7 really good weeks per his cost. Oh, I see you, Andrew. Yep, I see you trying to catch up.
No, my butt hurts. Yep. I had to stand up for a hot second there.
If I stand up, I may poo.
Maybe it's because we have these fancy bikes and Bruni's got just like a normal one. Maybe it's our seats on these damn bikes.
No, my seat is terrible as well. It's just that I'm just a, you know, endurance athlete. I don't know what to tell you, man. I just, you know, I'm going.
Hey, listen. Whoa. All right.
And I also might be the light. I'm probably the lightest of the three of us. So
We already discovered this. Remember, I weigh like 160 pounds.
Yeah, I weigh about 155.
Damn.
Yeah, he weighs like 200.
No, Jesus, that's insulting. I like weigh 180, but 200, my ass.
I think I weigh 180. I'm a little dude. Ugh.
If you listen to Andrew, he's basically Arnold Schwarzenegger. So.
Oh, pump it up.
Oh. I want
to the chopper.
I want. Who is your daddy and what does he do? It's my fave. Always, all time. Daddy and what does he do? Oh, where are we at here? Yep. Justin getting late round running backs. Maybe a tight end. Maybe I'll get a tight end here. We'll see. Probably not.
Are they on the same bye? Let's see.
Are there any rising tight ends for you guys? Any guys that are you know, you're feeling a little bit more comfortable with in later rounds? Anyone Dulcich love?
I'll tell you what, Dawson Knox, if he just keeps falling, his ADP is just like plummeting. I will take as much Dawson Knox as I can.
Well, do you feel comfortable enough taking him as just a second, going just to tight end?
Yes.
I've done the same. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we still don't know what's going to happen there. And, like, why is that? Look, when they were close together, I was like, all right, you know what? If people want to take Kincaid, you know, because they're, like, back-to-back, that's fine. Whatever, right? Now it's, like, preposterous to me because Kincaid's going well above him. And Knox is – I mean, what's he going here? You know, let's see. Knox is going 176. Kincaid is – oh, he's already off the board. Like, that's just absurd.
Yeah, I think I agree. The Kincaid, you know, ADP move up is a bit of an overreaction. I think I have one share of Kincaid so far.
I mean, I've taken him. Yeah, for sure. Like, I want some of him. But, I mean, come on. Like, Dawson Knox is their starting tight end until further notice. Like, what are we doing?
I was going to take Brian Robinson there.
Let's see. Fantasy Football Garage in here, as always, with a nice take. I like Knox as at value as my tight end, too, especially when I'm going elite tight end. Could not agree more. Fantastic. Yeah, I mean, be on the lookout. I'll be searching for some Knox here at the end.
Had to get up. Had to get up off the butt. Ooh. Okay, and we're back. Up in two picks. And now, I'm pedaling faster. The get up is not good. I get up and then I get down and now I'm pedaling too fast.
My shirt is currently sticking to me, which is what we want. We want to be sweaty. Get the heart pumping.
Oh.
Ayo.
That's that beer coming out.
No, that's like a yoga fart. It's just the position.
Sleeping baby.
Pretty much. All right, I'll take Antonio Gibson, no problem. That works for me. One of my ride or dies. And let's get another receiver. Yeah, let's go Darnell. Let's go Darnell. Mr. Mooney, someone who I also think is being undervalued, is underpriced. I feel like him and Chase could be both boom or bust week in and week out this year. But I just don't think their cost is
208
is anything.
Yeah. So Vaporware here. Knox went at 208 in my Best Ball Mania this past weekend. That is insane. 208.
Yeah, picked him.
What are we doing? Like, what? I don't understand it. Let's see here. Fantasy Football Garage. Ferguson is interesting for late tight end. I think if like he's announced the starter, he rises to around 170 ADP.
Agreed.
I mean, yeah, I don't disagree with that at all.
That's an offense that's going to pass a lot too.
Yeah, we'll see what they do. That's definitely a tight end worth watching in OTAs and heading into training camp for sure. But, you know, hey, shout out to Ginder. He had been talking to me about this months ago before they even let Schultz go. And, you know, that would have really been the time to get him because he was going even later than he's going now. But he's still worth, you know, a shot, especially if you're going to be stacking him with Dak or doing friendship strategy with any of the Cowboys wide receivers. So, yeah, I mean, it's not a bad way to go if you're looking for just a really late tight end with some upside.
Yep. Just remember that. I'm for the people, giving out all these great things. Andrew gives out TDP and Beelis Jones last year. I give the good leads. So
he did not give out Beelis Jones.
Oh, Andrew all last year loved Beelis Jones. And I said
hold on, I'm gonna do this here. I said that I was stacking him on some teams when I took Justin Fields. I did not go balls to the wall, nor was I giving it out telling people they should most certainly take him. But
like that's the same ADP that like Chase Claypool is going this year. Like that's not a flag plant. That's just like a late round guy that I like to take shots with.
Flag on TDP then. That was his big one.
I did.
I do remember that. But yes. I also was banging the shit out of the Elijah Mitchell drum. And nothing came of that until, you know, he was healthy again. He got hurt week one. So, like.
Man, TDP was set up too. I don't know what happened there.
That was bad because he should have had, you know, the opportunity. But ugh. Jeff Wilson, baby. Woo! Woo! Jeff Wilson.
It hurt so bad.
Hurt so good.
But I did get all the value on Damian Pierce last year when he was going behind you know where he actually finished going, so that was nice.
I will give you your kinda flowers up, on that one.
Kind of made up for the old TDP loss. The original breadwinner.
I'm going to tell the good folks about our NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals contest. We've got two more
for you.
Yeah, I'll try. We've got two more free contests with the NBA Finals and the Stanley Cup Finals. You can enter exclusively on the SGPN app. They are offering series props and games props, and we're giving away a $100 SGPN gift card. Download the SGPN app and enter today. And back to the draft. Up in 9 picks. Let's ride. I'm liking my team a lot. But I got a lot of receivers, so that's you know, to be expected. Oh, I'm not going to get this next guy. Damn.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to either.
Damn. He's going to get him.
Yep.
Andrew, that son of a – maybe because he has too many.
As I just talked about taking Dawson Knox late, and he's sitting there staring at me right now. Ooh.
Yeah, you have a lot of them, though.
Yeah, take Dawson Knox.
Dude, dare to take him.
Man, the
I want Dawson Knox, too, and I want the guy that you want right now, so –
Oh, you know what?
You can't have both. I'm gonna get one.
I'll just take more of Roshan Johnson. He's gonna be their he's gonna be the Bears' starting running back.
Damn. All right. Now, Ginder, here's why you should.
Yeah.
It's like step one, Andrew. Step two.
Only chance you got is if I hit the wrong button here. Which
I'll give you $2.
I've seen it.
I'll give you $2.
If Ginder hits the wrong button, you'll hear, no!
Yeah.
And then you're like,
oh, you'll hear a lot worse than that.
I was having an issue earlier. I wound up auto-picking Alexander Mattison. Didn't hate it. Didn't have any bye week issues with it afterwards. But it was just my damn Mac. Like, I was just trying to scroll, and it wouldn't let me fucking scroll down the screen.
Yeah, dude. Speaking of, I don't know why I just thought about this. I think it's because you're kind of, you know, MacBooks are giving you issues. Just my annual reminder or weekly reminder, whatever you want to call it. Underdog, please give me my damn badge back. If you're listening,
give me a badge. Please period. Give me I've my badge spent back. Enough money.
Don't know why I lost it. Please give it back. XOXO.
That's not how you talk to him, Ginder. You got to let him know. Did you take Chig?
No, nah, I would do something like that.
He did.
Son of a bitch.
My tight end, he took. You're welcome, Gunnar.
So I think that's the second time I've taken him all year.
Oh, Schultz isn't even available. Poo.
This is the time in the draft where I always start to remember that the tight end position does, in fact, exist.
Yeah. I hear that. But does it? Oh, I don't like this. I don't like this. So we're going to wait and we're going to take another receiver. Nah, we'll go another quarterback. Fuck it. Took Derek Carr, paired up with Mr. Allen. Derek Carr is always the quarterback backstop, it feels like.
Man, you and Davis Peng, same person. He has
last
a lot
year
of
I
that.
Well, Davis is a smart guy.
He is.
He's got cool Legos.
Yeah, you're obsessed with Legos.
I'm in Wayne Allgaier's basement. I could stutter there. Come on now. Everyone's got their thing.
I got kid looking over my shoulder. So
it's not creepy.
That's my homie K Dog.
It's not creepy.
Oh man.
This Wayne Campbell. I said Garth's last name.
I was just letting you go.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah. I appreciate you. That's a Letterkenny reference, Andrew.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, just letting you know.
Yeah.
All right. I don't have anything. I'm at nine. But I am wearing my Shorzy hoodie.
Oh, Jesus.
You want us to get on the bike?
Give your balls a tug. Yeah. I got you. Oh boy. I don't know what I want to do here.
I currently got a 2-3-6-1 build going. Trevor Lawrence, Daniel Jones as my quarterbacks. Running backs, Najee Harris, Damian Pierce, and Roschon Johnson. Wide receivers, Diggs, Adams, Ridley, Bateman, Tyler Boyd, Rashee Rice. Tight ends, big Darren Waller.
Hey, anybody have any input here for me? Pierce, Higbee, or Matt Stafford?
You know we're all trying to compete against each other.
Yeah, I know. Oh, okay. But
I just like to remind you of that every time you ask
Higbee, if you don't have a tight end. Oh, no, you do have a tight end. Screw you! I'm not helping you. Took Chig.
Why don't you take Cole Kmet?
Me?
Okay. No, I was talking to him. I guess, but
no, I'm good. I'm straight. Why would I do straight. That? I'm straight on that.
Well, you were talking about liking values. He's currently past ADP, and there he goes.
And there he goes.
Hey,
let's see what our boy
my build is 2-3-7-1. Josh Allen, Derek Carr, James Cook, Alvin Kamara, Antonio Gibson. Justin Jefferson, DK Metcalf, Christian Kirk, Chris Godwin, Deontay Johnson, Treylon Burks, Donnell Mooney, Greg Dulcich. Hey, sit down. You're not going to catch me.
I was readjusting.
You're not allowed to readjust.
Yeah.
It's one of the rules.
Feeling in my ass cheeks.
That's regular. That's supposed to happen. That's a normal effect of exercise. Of cardio, if you will.
I said... I think we should do one of these where we get those fitness dices, and in between every pick, we have to roll it and just do the exercise, like 50 push-ups, 20 burpees. But I'll skip the burpees. I ain't doing a single one.
This is difficult enough as it is.
I think it'd be easier.
Oh, okay.
I just want my new cardio club shirt. That's it.
I want a medal. I think we should get a medal.
A medal. I want my badge.
Don't give me a shirt.
I want a literal club to join. I want to go to like an annual shareholders meeting.
I like that.
On the bike? You're going to ride the Peloton there?
Oh, of course. Yeah, you have to bike there. That's the only way you can get there. You can't drive.
I have a Trek in my
Sounds too intense. Doesn't sound like my niche.
Oh,
maybe that's what I'll do. Maybe I'll get my Trek out and ride while drafting. Like actually ride.
You ever run in one of those 5Ks and you get like the free beer afterwards immediately?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's my place. That's my comfort zone. Not biking across the country meeting.
As I shout out to my dad right now, he's currently riding a trail that's 333 miles long, all the way from Pittsburgh down to Washington, D.C. He's 66 years old and he's been sleeping in tents and keepers' houses.
That is awesome. And I've heard of a few people that do that. Some of my family members are friends with type of people that do that. And that's crazy. That's intense. Ton of respect. but I'm not doing that shit.
Yeah, no, he's been sending us pictures and stuff. So yeah, shout out to my dad. He's
is he recording all of it and putting it on YouTube? Because that shit hits.
I should have told him that to join the Underdog Cardio Club. I'll draft for him. He rides.
There you go.
Hey, don't let Andrew fool you. He's all about that life. He goes out on the Appalachian Trail or whatever. I'd never understand any of that.
We do hike and camp. We also kayak and camp. We do a bunch of camping, but where you can't just drive to get places. You have to actually physically do, exercise to get to these places.
You can miss me.
I'm down with that. In theory, at least I'm down with that. Like, I watch enough YouTubes of guys like hiking in the cold wilderness mountains while it's like snowing incessantly. So in theory, I'm all in on that.
I was listening to a podcast the other day,
but I'm gonna have to like go by myself. No one.
They had a guy on that climbed to the top of what's the mountain everybody climbs?
Everest.
I think so. Not the tall one. No, I think it was Everest.
The ones where you need an air tank.
I didn't realize how long. Like, I was like, oh, maybe they climb up this in a day or two.
No,
these bitches are up there for weeks.
You have to get used to the altitude. So, like, you have to stop and station at so many different, like,
you have to get
check marks.
You have to pay people to do that.
I'm sure. Of course you can't have to pay, of course.
The guy said it costs $20,000, like, minimum to get a permit to climb up these mountains.
Oh, dude, and you might not even make it back.
Yeah, they say people die all the time.
All the time.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You're going to pass dead bodies climbing to the top of that mountain.
That's crazy.
Taysom Hill, Derek Carstack, activated.
Speaking of dead bodies, I see Hunter Renfrow coming up.
Hey, leave Renfrow alone, dude.
I thought it was going to be Adam Thielen, to be honest.
Rudy. Dude, Hunter Renfrow deserves a bounce back season for sure.
He does. Okay, Justin, so let me ask you, because I thought about this the other day. If you could take Renfrow and stick him on any team, where do you think he thrives the best?
You know what I'm going to say.
Please don't say the Bears, because I will laugh.
No, the Chiefs.
Okay, thank God. Oh, okay. Let's take the Chiefs out of the equation and the Bills. Chiefs are going.
The Bengals, but they have Tyler Boyd. So, I mean, I'm looking at pass heavy offenses. I'm looking at teams that are going to pass the ball a lot that need a true slot low A dot target.
I don't think he's going to be on the Raiders at the start of the season. I think he's going to go. So, like, honestly, where do you think he'll go?
Oh, like where he could actually land?
Yes.
Like, don't be surprised if he winds up with New Orleans.
I got one.
Oh my God, New Orleans.
DC well, him defenders. And Derek Carr, they're tight now. Like they're good buddies. So you know how that shit goes.
It's true. Yeah, I mean that's.
And
true.
Dennis Allen is the coach. Did he draft Renfrow?
No, I don't think so.
Okay,
I could be wrong, but I don't think so.
I would see that as a connection. I could see a team like Atlanta where they just need another guy, you know, like where Renfrow may not cost a lot, but we just need another receiver here.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see something like that. But I think if you're like, you know, a fantasy D-gen or best ball fan, like, yeah, you want them to go just anywhere where they're going to pass the ball a lot. And the Chiefs would obviously be an A1 type of location because of their lack of
depth. He would just muddy it.
I don't think so.
If Hopkins goes there, it's different because Hopkins is the guy. If Renfrow
but it doesn't
goes
sound
there,
like they're
muddies
it,
the water.
It doesn't sound like Kansas City's involved with Hopkins right now.
No, it kind of sounds like the Bills are out too. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it sounds like the Patriots are the.
It's gonna be awful.
Oh, really? Oh, I heard today the Browns. He's gonna reconnect with Watson.
I saw that too, but I don't buy that. I don't buy that. I think it's more likely he goes to the Patriots. He's got a really close connection with Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm. Andrew said the other day that maybe he goes to Carolina, and I didn't even think about that. And then Andrew said it was his hometown, so I kind of like that angle.
It's true.
Not bad, it's not a bad play, but does he want to go and play with a rookie QB, or does he want to go play, you know, for a Super Bowl potentially?
It's true.
And at least Bill can sell that. Like, you know, like we are not believers of the Patriots for sure. Like they're going to make some deep run, but Bill can sell it. Like their front office can sell D-Hop on like, hey, you're the missing piece.
I mean, I would sell them like they sold Randy Boss. Look at how
that was a lot easier. Was a lot. You had Tom Brady.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I would make that comparison though. Yes, you don't have Tom Brady.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's a very similar type of addition, but you're not putting him in an offense where he's going to score 50 touchdowns.
Feels bad.
Or the quarterback isn't going to throw 50 touchdowns. Excuse me. I think Moss had like 16 that season or something.
Yeah, 16 or 18 is something crazy.
I was asleep at the wheel and Knox went. Yikes.
It's probably Ginder that took him.
That sucks. Now I wish I would have just took Chick from you guys.
Sorry, bud.
Knocking. Yeah, I'm not even going to start singing. Never mind.
Knocking on heaven's door.
Nah, yep. nah, nah, nah.
This is what I bring to the streams. You guys bring all the smart stuff. I just bring the Taylor Swift references smart and stuff. Music references.
The actual fantasy takes.
Well, yes, I know what
Taylor Swift. I've never heard of him.
Yeah. Well, that's
like half the articles I've written. I've made a Taylor Swift reference in like half the articles I've written so far this year. So.
Taylor Swift went to a school right by us. Yep. Fun fact.
Did you guys like take her to middle school dance?
Since neither one of us grew up down here. So I grew up in the Poconos.
Yeah. So. She was about 40 minutes away from me.
Damn.
I wish I have like a quarter of, I would take 10% of the success that she has. Jesus.
Oh.
I ain't the best at math. Andrew will tell you this, but I just did like ballpark math. She sold 230,000 tickets in 3 days.
You just need to work 90% less than her then. That's it. That's all. She works hard.
She does, but
she figured it out.
Yeah.
So you just need to work 90% less than whatever she's working at, and there you go. You're going to be famous.
You just kind of get things. So.
I got those DMs on Twitter too. That's that's not real.
I've been accused of being an Illuminati a few times already in my life. So
accused? Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Baller status over here.
Yeah, I'm Freemason. So
I'm more of a skull and bones, you know.
Hey, I got you. There's no way you went to an Ivy League school, so I'm gonna stop that one right there.
Sorry. No way. Ouch.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
That came out a little harsh. Man.
I graduated in the same class as Jimmy Garoppolo, okay? By extension, I'm a G.
Wait, y'all went to the same school for real?
Yeah. We graduated in this. Well, not in the same high school, walkout.
You're talking college.
College, yeah. He graduated in the morning. I graduated in the afternoon.
Your mom goes to college? Yes. Let's go.
Community.
Bicycle?
What?
You said community.
As in college.
As a community college.
Oh, I think my community bicycle. I was like, whoa.
Community bicycle. Jeez. Getting dark in the street.
Can we do that one? Can we get with a three-seated bike and then we all just draft on it and drive around?
Oh, that would be fun. That's a good idea. How about one of those the bikes that have the two seats, the basket up front, and the four. It looks like a real car.
The ones that they do on the bachelor airport when they drive around town.
We should mobile on cardio club.
All right, here it is. Next weekend or this weekend, let's fly to Nashville and we'll ride around on one of those tractors that we can pedal on or whatever, and we'll draft from there.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm out.
All right.
So just thinking off the top of my head here, Fournette and Hunt, where do they go, and do both of them start on teams at the beginning of the year?
I'm starting to think no. Because you also have, what you say, Fournette and Hunt. Don't forget Zeke, too.
Zeke. I'm
starting to get crazy that none of them are signed.
I just don't think they want to go to training camp. I think they show up probably beginning of training camp.
Yep.
Because at that point, they don't have to do anything. They're just going to show up. They're going to work out on the side for a couple of weeks. Then, while they learn playbook and all that shit, then they'll start doing some, non-contact stuff. I mean, that's what they want. These guys don't want to be in OTAs. That's the whole point of being at their age and still having some demand.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I don't think they signed for anything substantial. It's not like they're going to get some big deal somewhere.
I think money could be a factor because, Dalvin Cook's supposed to go. And now nobody wants to pay him.
Well, he just needs to be released. That's all.
Well, I'm just wondering if nobody's going to want to pay them either for what they want.
You're not going to get an extension in Minnesota. So, I mean, yeah, you could stay there this one season and make a little bit more money, but I just see, I don't know. I don't know why you reward Minnesota then just because the market's not there. You're just making it easier on them. But if I was his agent, I would be saying, let's go. Let's get out.
The end of the draft here.
Let's go to the Rams.
Just queued up my favorite player.
Oh, I know exactly who that is.
Do you?
Yeah, starts with a P.
Nope.
Oh, okay, good.
Wrong. Price is wrong, Bobby.
Happy Gilmore? Did you want that? Did you want me?
Yes, that's
good. There you go, Justin.
What happened? What? Khalil Shakir? Is that what just happened?
All right, somebody found a bicycle for us. You can do that.
You could do that when you visit New York.
Is that your wife?
That is, yeah.
Has the same last name. Totally missed that
one. Wow.
Yeah, good call, yeah.
Job, mate. Ayo.
No, I don't got time for that.
Oh yeah, your last item of the care package stuff came in, so I'll be getting that care package out to you guys.
Kids coming any day, man.
Yeah. I mean, you don't got to tell me. I know how early they can come.
You know.
Yeah, if you need any advice, let me know. I give Andrew advice all the really time on raising kids. Clayton. So
come on,
on raising kids.
Why did this dude take Darius Slayton? Oh, he has Isaiah Hodgins. Okay, I'll forgive it.
Hey, remember, Andrew, we're just here having
allow
fun.
It.
I'll be yelling at people.
It just doesn't make sense to me why you would do that. Whatever.
Dude, I am so numb right now. I can't feel my legs.
When I'm with you.
Let's get a mileage check. Have I taken over?
I didn't even break double digits yet.
12.4647.
I'm trying to get to 10.
I'm at 11.21.
What happened, boys? What happened? I got to beat you on the board. I got to beat you on the bike.
You were just going hard in the paint.
I mean, man, it doesn't feel like it.
If I pedal too hard, my thing shakes and people are going to be seeing me all weird. I just can't pedal so hard.
Yeah, I like that. Mine too. My computer would fall if I pedal too hard.
Yeah. All right, boys. 12.6. Let's ride. Let's fly. Let's go. Endurance athlete, chugging Heinekens. Well, maybe not chugging. Let's not use that language. I'm up in 5 picks with my last pick. Gender just got sniped on James Robinson. I know he's mad about it.
Nope. It's not who I wanted.
Yes, it is. Don't
Andrew
lie.
Andrew was right. I was just trying to make sure nobody took my person.
Yeah, I knew
Andrew
because he had Stafford and Kupp.
Yep. Like, I just like people with cool names.
Wow, man. I really want to. I'm interested to know where you found Puka at.
It was those necklaces you used to wear when you were in middle school and high school.
Right.
Yeah. Wasn't that what they were called?
Uh-huh.
That's where I first learned about Puka.
So Justin, just so you know, if Puka doesn't do very well this year or it plays at all, he's going to remind me that this is
Felix Jones 2.0.
I'm not drafting Puka. I'm still in team Van on, Jeff. Man. I'm drafting Van Jeff.
No way.
Okay.
Puka's
going to
be number 2 there. I'm telling you.
Stop.
Puka is
number
there,
2.
The necklaces
number
are going to come
2.
Back.
They
in.
Could sign D Hop.
Awesome.
They could sign DeAndre Hopkins.
With
watch that
what
shit
money?
Happen.
What
they don't
money
need
or
any
what
money to
draft
sign
capital?
Him. They just need to convince him that he is going to play for a Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
but
sure.
They're not going to play for a Super
yeah,
Bowl.
I was
going
to say, the Rams are not making the Super Bowl.
Neither are the Patriots,
Rams
but
might
he could
not
play
make
there
the playoffs.
Too. So the you're telling me the Patriots are a better landing spot for him? I really don't understand the argument.
He's going to have a better record.
He's not going there.
Where's he going, Andrew?
I tell you right now, out of all the teams that are interested,
Philadelphia.
You know, if you take out the Chiefs and the Bills, I really do. I think
it sounds like we are
going to the Browns.
It's
Philadelphia.
Not another Eagle.
I know, right?
Super team. It doesn't sound like he's going somewhere where we're going to enjoy it. By the way, it just doesn't sound like that's happening.
Oh God!
All right, I need to take a photo of my.
Ender shorts look like the coach from Ted Lasso.
They're not that short.
And I'm not even talking about Ted Lasso.
No, I know. Yeah. The guy that fell
I know what you're talking about. That shit is hilarious.
Spoiler alert.
What does he say? Put him away, Charlie. Yeah.
Dude, I can't believe – I know I'm still trying to stay on topic here, but I can't believe how many people are hating on the ending to that show. Like, that is one of the best shows in the history of TV, and people are just tearing it apart, and it's pissing me off.
Yeah, people suck. don't get high expectations from people. All right, I'm cutting it here at 13.2.
I got 10.1.
I'm at 11.8.
I think Justin cheats, to be honest with you.
I can send you the thing. Cheats.
It's like, you're like the people that used to put magnets on their electric box to stop it from spinning. You put the magnets on it to spin yours a little faster.
Ooh. Ah. My butt hurts just the same as y'all. All right. So I don't know what you want.
Right. LT, Vapor Mill, he was on a treadmill. Good time. Thanks for doing this. He also said did 3.4 miles for the first time, 3.2 this time. So he just did 6.6 miles today, back-to-back.
Holy
so
smoke.
Good for him. Good job, Vapor.
It's almost as much as I just did in this one stream.
Just because I'm curious, because I do it on my treadmill a lot. Vapor Fell, can you let us know what kind of incline you did it on? just because I'm always curious what people
and
are
And does your
doing.
Treadmill have Wi-Fi?
Stop.
Are you a boomer or a Gen Zer? You know, like does your equipment have access to the internet? That's what we need to know.
In your Twitter post to Underdog, when you tag this, make sure you tag us and try to get other people in here. So
and ask for my badge back too.
I'd like to have as many people as possible in here doing cardio. Do some good for the world.
Who do we want to review first? Yeah. Do we want to review Vaporware?
Yeah, let's do Vapor and then we'll do ours because I think Vapor was the only other person in here. So here's Vapor's team. Construction-wise, he had 2 QBs, 5 running backs, 8 wide receivers, 3 tight ends. I like the build. Quarterbacks, Geno Smith and Jordan Love. Running backs, Nick Chubb, Breece Hall, David Montgomery, Rashad Penny, Deontay Foreman. Wide receivers, A.J. Brown, Drake London, Tyler Lockett, Mike Evans, Brandon Cooks, Jacoby Myers, Khalil Shakir, Corey Davis, tight ends, David Njoku, Jawan Johnson, and Luke Musgrave. So let's see. He starts off with Geno. He does have Lockett's, and I think that's the only stack. So he does have Lockett there. Jordan Love, Musgrave. So not a whole lot of stacking, but let me move over here. So Seattle plays who is that? Pittsburgh, week 17. Did he take any Pittsburgh players?
I think that game is in Pittsburgh as well.
Yeah, no, I don't see that. What about Green Bay? Green Bay plays Minnesota, right?
You sure that game's in Pittsburgh?
I think that it is.
I'm pretty sure. So he doesn't have the week 17 correlation either. I like the overall team. Stacking's low, not really correlated, but I do like the players that he has.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a strong team to make a push for the regular season stuff. Yeah, I mean, overall, I like it. I give it a 7.69.
Ayo.
A lot of balance. I'm going to go with 7.5 or pretty close to that. My only complaint is Jordan Love. I'm just not a believer. I'm just not a believer. And I've still taken a few shares of him, but I just like if you're going to get him on your roster, I'd like to go 3 quarterback. I just don't know if he's going to finish, you know, anywhere in top 15.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I just my only concern, and other than that, I actually really like it, is running back. You're going to really be depending on Chubb and Breece Hall because who knows – the other three have a little bit of a who knows what's going to happen there. But if you're on the right side of it, then you got some good value.
All right. I'll go with mine, you know, 1-1, you know, prettiest, you know, all that.
He did. He answered my incline question. He did 0-3. I tried to do a entire one on 12.5 the other day, and that was about the worst idea I've ever had.
Mr. Everest.
I was really feeling, you know, I wanted to practice for my climbing.
All right, I got Josh Allen, Derek Carr, James Cook, little stack there, Alvin Kamara, Antonio Gibson, Jeff Wilson, Zeke Elliott taking a shot. Still 20 picks after ADP for Zeke. Justin Jefferson, DK Metcalf, Christian Kirk, Chris Godwin, Deontay Johnson, Treylon Burks, Darnell Mooney taking a shot with Marvin Jones, and Greg Dulcich, Taysom Hill, Mike Gesicki. What your boys got?
I have Trevor Lawrence and Daniel Jones, running backs Najee Harris, Damian Pierce, Roschon Johnson, Tyler Algier, Devin Singletary, and Jerome Ford. Wide receivers Steph Diggs, Devontae Adams, Calvin Ridley, Rashad Bateman, Tyler Boyd, Rashee Rice, John Mechie, and Terrence Marshall. Tight ends Darren Waller, Trey McBride.
And I have Anthony Richardson, Matt Stafford, ETN, Aaron Jones, Cam Akers, Brian Robinson, Khalil Herbert, Zach Evans, wide receivers, Kupp, Olave, Hopkins, Tony, Dotson, Alec Pierce, Josh Downs, and Puka. And for tight ends, I have Andrew's favorite tight end and Michael Mayer.
Yes,
that would be Chig Okonwo.
Chig.
Those new to the channel.
Here, I want to pull this back up. This is a rookie I'm starting to like more and more as I look into him. So shout out Vapor for trying to get Jaden Reed. Unfortunately, he did get sniped from him, but Jaden Reed, be on the lookout. That's a rookie that's worth a shot.
I'm going running back there, boys. You know how I feel about Green Bay.
God, Justin, you better check yourself, dude.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't actually know you
before
could
hear you that. Wreck yourself.
It's the Rolling Rock.
It's a good microphone. It is a Heineken. I don't drink soap beer. At least not anymore. At least it's, God. You know.
That's rough.
Doesn't belong to my parents. It's all right. I'll try to edit that out. You know, we'll do the old background noise. You know, so bonus. You know, if you were watching live, you caught that intense audio.
You caught that stinker.
Can't call it that. They haven't set up YouTube that way yet, Andrew.
That's true. That was fun, gents. It's always good doing, cardio club. Again, I think this is a fantastic initiative that Underdog and Pete Overzet and them started, Rudman. So if anybody, is listening to this and was not following along, please hop over to the SGPN Fantasy Football YouTube page. Subscribe, like, hit the notifications button so you can join us next time when we go get sweaty. Yes. Justin, anything else, buddy?
Nope. Ginder, you got anything, bud?
I don't know. It was fun. I've just been focusing on having more fun in these drafts and getting pissed off. So it was always enjoyable, and yeah, just like having a good time and always enjoy, joining you gents. So
shout out Vaporware for sticking it out with us the entire time and doing some cardio. Bonus points to him. Also shout out Fantasy Football Garage for showing up, and hey, we appreciate all you.
Yep. Take care. Be well. Be good, everybody. If you can't be good, be good at it. We'll see you.